On March 16th, 2011, this is Polling You number 53. Welcome, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. And let's continue the saga, day two, of avoidance, elimination, and end plays. Let's begin with an introductory recap of day one. Sometimes we have to give a little to receive more in return. Sure, so for instance, we might need to duck a winning trick. Giving up a trick sometimes will give us more tricks in return. Sometimes it's a matter of timing. We have to choose when to throw the opponents into the lead. Oftentimes, it's later on in the play of the hand, when we can position some of the side suits so that we can gain by finessing, or perhaps a rough and a sluff. If we can get to maybe tricks, perhaps 6, 7, 8, or 9, get the side suits configured, throw the opponents in the lead, good things can happen to us. Sometimes we're in no trump, or sometimes we're in a suit contract and we have a dangerous opponent. We have to be careful not to let the dangerous opponent into the lead. Let's say we're in a suit contract and we have an unguarded honor in our hand. Our left-hand opponent has the tennises behind us. In this case, we wouldn't want the right-hand opponent to get in the lead. They would play through our unguarded suit and perhaps be able to set us. So the dangerous player is not necessarily the player with all of the honors. It could be that player's partner. Let's begin with a review of some of the techniques we use to get extra tricks. Suit promotion. Well, if we have Jack 3rd opposite Queen 3rd, not our favorite holding. Jack 3rd, very hard to get a trick. And opposite Queen 3rd, well, they're split honors. We'd like our honors working in the same hand. When they're split like this, and their secondary honors, a Jack and a Queen, is only a 49% chance to get one trick at all. How can we improve those? Well, if we can make the opponents lead into this hand, we're guaranteed to get a trick. We'll play low from one hand. They'll have to go high or we'll win it. We'll then play low to the other hand. They'll either go high or we'll win it. And by the third trick, we're going to get one trick ourselves. So how do we do this? Well, that's what we spoke about before. We strip the hand out. We force them to play to our suit, or if they don't, perhaps we have a rough and a slough waiting for them. Another scenario that we found works very well is to avoid guessing the two-way finesse. Let's say we have ace-jack little opposite king-ten little. Well, we have to guess where the queen is. Now, if you're immortal, you maybe know where the queen is all the time. Or if the opponents don't chest their cards, well, we're not supposed to look. Sometimes they will expose them. But assuming they don't, we have a 50-50 chance to guess where the queen is, whether it's in the right or the left hand. How do we get up to 100%? Here again, if we can get the opponents to lead the suit using the techniques we spoke about, we can bring our odds up to 100%. Very good. Well, how about the repeated finesse? Yes, that's always one of our favorites. When we have a hand such as ace, jack, 10, opposite three little, a great suit. We have working honors, don't we? They're all in one hand. So our chances of taking a finesse without any magic at all, end plays, elimination, avoidance plays, 76% chance. Except for when we have the king, queen behind us, we're in great shape. Well, sometimes we don't always have the ace, jack, 10 in the same hand. It might be a situation where the jack, 10 is in one hand, and the ace is in the other. Now we're down to a 10% chance of getting two tricks. What's a person to do? You guessed it. If we can have the opponents lead this suit, it's as though we had the ace, jack, 10 in one hand. We'll get into a hand today where we'll see this type of a holding. So when we have a hand with a split ace, jack, 10, don't despair. Think about your friend, the end play. And how about the dangerous opponent? You recall that we spoke about a condition where we have an unguarded honor. Let's say that we have king and assortment of others, and we're getting near the end of the hand. If at trick 12, we can have our left-hand opponent in the lead, let's say they have the ace or the queen, or neither of those, they have to lead to the right-hand opponent, we're in good shape. We're in the catbird seat, and we're going to be able to score that king because they're going to have to lead to us. Now, so far on throw-in plays, we've been talking about where we have a 9-card suit and the opponent have 4 between them. But in some cases, we may only have an 8-card suit. We may have the ace-king. They may have the queen-third. In this case, we may have to throw them in on a trump suit. We may have a holding on a side suit, such as king third, opposite perhaps 10 third. We certainly have a concern if the left-hand opponent is going to get in, and the right-hand opponent has the ace-queen, maybe even the ace-queen-jack, or the jack is in the left hand and the ace-queen is in the right hand. We're going to get pinned and lose three tricks, possibly, on the suit. The 10 may help us. Look for it today. We may be able to use our elimination play, avoidance, and end plays, or we may have to think about some different possibilities with a primary and a lowly secondary honor. Look for it today. Okay, bridge players, let's face it. We all like suit promotion. We like to rough in the dummy. We like to get a cross rough. We like finesses when it's the best play, no doubt about it. But sometimes we have to have a little bit of black magic. Sometimes we need to find these telltale clues when we have to employ different tactics to make an extra trick. Sometimes we have nothing else to lose by trying. We cannot use our traditional methods to make a trick. Or perhaps we require an extra trick to make the contract, or a part score, or maybe an over trick for duplicate players. Third, we may have a dangerous opponent. Based upon the bidding in play, we have to watch out for a player that's going to play through us on our unguarded honors and score tricks that'll set us. Or perhaps we're just looking for those mirrored side suit shapes. We have plenty of points, but we can't seem to find a way to get extra tricks. We're not going to be able to get any finesses. We can't do any roughs. We can't do any promotions. So we need to look for end plays to score that extra trick. And how about counting? Yes, counting and discards. So when we get a count on a suit based upon an opponent showing out, we can get a good read on that suit, and sometimes we can use that as a springboard to tell the distribution of the opponents in other suit. These can be clues on how we should play out the hand and when we need to have one of the opponents thrown into the lead. We hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson. For free, premium, and ultra members, we have animated video with bidding and play. Our video commentary and downloadable files are guaranteed to reinforce your understanding with at-the-table, hands-on bidding and play exercises. If you're not currently a member, you can enjoy membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come by Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, see you on the flip side. Bye for now.